Hey, what's up, everybody? I know it's been a few months or two since I actually did one of these. I've been sick a little bit and just working on myself and working my new job. I love my new job. Actually, I got a little tired. I am in my Jeep again. Hopefully I can make it to work on time. I'm actually backing out now. I was just trying to let the motor warm up a little bit. So if y'all hear me driving or anything like that, don't worry. Everything's fine because I got to get to work. So this is going to probably be a very short and awesome podcast. Hope everybody's doing well. I know the last podcast I had, I promised I was going to have a guest on here, and I still will. I'm still going to have a guest. I just, a lot of things happened since then, and now I'm back. I hope everybody's doing well. And I appreciate all y'all listening to my podcast. It really means a lot to this guy, meaning myself. So I'm going to start doing a lot more. Especially on my days off. So that's about it. Not much going on. Been watching a little baseball here and there, a little basketball. Watching NASCAR again. NASCAR is probably want to get into that right now, but I will on another episode. But anyways, hopefully the sun's full blast today, because the past 2 days it snowed yesterday. It was definitely snowing yesterday. I mean, it didn't accumulate anything, but it was definitely snowing all day yesterday here in Asheville, North Carolina. My beard looks terrible. I just left out of the house. I didn't try to comb my beard. It looks like rat slept in it. It's terrible. Just terrible. That's terrible, 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 terrible. That's just terrible. Patrick, why would you let your beard grow like that? That's just terrible. Well, anyways. Oh man, there's a lot of people out today. What is it? Today, Wednesday? Is today Wednesday? I think so. Oh, there's a car coming. And my Jeep doesn't want to go fast. Oh, boy. I want to talk about the Olivet Farms. Olivet Farms. Olivet Farms here in Alexander, North Carolina. It's a great farm. You can go pet goats and look at other stuff and buy farm stuff. Olivet Farm. Oh man. Sorry. I am not worthy of this morning. Well, I'm worthy. I feel like I slept pretty good. But my eyes are all puffy. I'm coughing. I got congestion in my chest. My nose is runny. Folks, I think I might have a cold. I think I might have a cold. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old. You know what? I was just thinking about Kentucky yesterday and this morning. And I got to get up there this summer. I'm going to take the wife up there to show her some of the trails and the stuff that I did when I lived there. Oh man, a bird took a giant poop in my window. Anyways, back to Kentucky. It's a really great place. It's over, I think it's underrated or overrated. I'm not sure. Don't get me wrong, there are some hollers up in there where people have been living for years and don't have any running water or septic tanks or electricity. And I know they live off the land, but it's not bad. I don't know why people give Kentucky such a bad rep. Some of the wealthiest people go to Kentucky during that horse race, the Kentucky Derby, and it still has a bad rep. I mean, I think, like, when I first moved to Kentucky, a lot of my family was like, don't move there, they're this and they're that. And I'm like, listen, we ain't no different than what they are. They just don't have electricity. I mean, they do. Most of Kentucky has electricity, all right? They have electricity. There's just up in the mountains, people don't care to have it, so they don't have it. It's a choice. If people want something, they'll get it. Dad, go and get this out of me. I mean, if I'm wrong, let me know in the messages that I'm wrong. But Kentucky is a very awesome state to live in, to grow your family. I mean, if you're working in the coal mines, you're making really good money. Okay, I challenge you. Go to Kentucky and find somebody that has some four-wheelers or some side-by-sides. Say, hey, let's take me on an adventure. You're going to have the most fun you've ever had, I promise. Yeah, there's going to be drinking, of course. But we take all our keys and put them in a jar, and then we put them in a lockbox, so nobody can't get on the four-wheelers in the middle of the night and freaking take off in the holler and go down a cliff or whatever. Because you make one wrong turn in Kentucky while you're driving up there in the mountains, you're going to pay dearly for it if you survive. Because we're not talking about 10 or 15 feet. We're talking about 100, 300 foot drops. Yeah, so Kentucky is real fun. Kentucky is awesome. So that's enough about Kentucky. I can't wait to get back up there. And one of the greatest singers is from there, Loretta Lynn. I mean, how can you not go to Kentucky and not go to Butcher Holler? I mean, come on now. Let's see. Yeah, that's about it. That's all I'm going to talk about Kentucky. Now, let's talk about Georgia, my home state. Now, it's got a lot of perks and it's got a lot of negative and all that. And I love my home state. And a lot of people ask me, hey, Patrick, don't you miss your hometown? No, I don't. I don't miss my racist hometown. My hometown was so racist growing up, I couldn't stand it. All my friends... Man, there's a story and a story within a story from that town. And let's just ask Oprah Winfrey if she knows about my hometown. She was there. I believe the year was 1988. Oprah Winfrey came there. I got in the newspaper because I was up and sitting on somebody's shoulders. I don't know if it was my dad's shoulders or whose shoulders I was on, but. No, I definitely went my dad's, because my dad left when I was 5. And we didn't reunite again until I was about 13, 14. That's another story on another podcast. So yeah, I'm just venting out today. It's not anything serious. Oh, hometown. Yeah, I don't miss my racist hometown. And you know what? If I get any backlash on this, I can prove it. Oh boy, I can prove it. So don't tell me that Forsyth County was not racist when I was growing up. They were very racist. Very, very racist. And they probably still are. It's just hidden more than usual business. The actual government actually paid people to come move there, so it didn't look so racist. racist. I don't have any hard evidence. It's just hearsay on the paying people to come move there. But yeah, so anyways, I don't miss my racist hometown at all. Now, some of the people I grew up with, I went to kindergarten with them all through elementary school, middle school. We started separating. You know, you get your cliques, you get your cool cliques, your jock cliques, and your other cliques, and whatever weirdo cliques there is. I basically fit in with everybody because I love sports. I played sports. So by the time I got to high school, I was hanging out with the redneck friends. You know, I was hanging out with the people that accepted me for what I was and who I was. There was the time that I showed up at school. Well, I already had my ear pierced. I got my ear pierced when I was 5. But I showed up at school and my hair dyed blue or something like that. And that separated me from pretty much everybody in my school. Even the weirdos that were there that didn't know what to think about that. Like, we're usually seeing this guy hanging out with all these rednecks, jacked up trucks, and doing burnouts and stuff like that, going mudding and all that. And, well, then I show up at school with blue hair and my ears pierced and wearing weird clothes. It was like seeing an alien in a movie. The school was not used to that at all. Well, it is now. I guarantee the school is used to it now. I think most of the school now is of a Spanish. Last time I was there was like 2 years ago. There were a lot of Spanish there. Don't get me wrong. I love Spanish food. I love Spanish people. Mexican, Spanish, Cuban, all of them. I love them all. I know you're like, this is starting to sound like a little racist. No, it's not. I love everybody. That's why I didn't like going to that school, because it was too white. It was only white. There were no, we, so in high school, we finally got our first black kid. And half the school quit because he was black. Half the football team, most of the football team quit because the kid was black. And then they realized he could play football. He was really good at football, and they wanted to come back. And the people were like, you made your decision, and you're not coming back, including the football coach, the principal, and a lot of the students quit. You know, I understand. Stand with what you believe in. But if you believe in that shit stuff, sorry, you're just as dumb as anybody else. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. We all bleed the same. We're all Homo sapiens, human, animals, whatever you want to call us. Now, don't get me wrong. Every race has their assholes and their, buttholes and their idiots. That doesn't matter what color your skin is. If you're an idiot, you're an idiot. Sorry, I just get a little wound up when I start talking about that, because, people are hollering, white privilege, yeah, it's out there. It definitely is. And it's not my fault, though. So you can't single out one person for being white. And you can't hate that person. It's like you're doing the same thing that, like, the Ku Klux Klan is doing. Oh, we all must be white. Whites must take over. You're doing the same damn thing they are. So stop it. No, this is supposed to be Funny Viking Guy. And this is why I don't talk about this stuff on here. because it's not funny. And actually, Vikings killed everybody. There was no race. It didn't matter what color you were. We still killed you. They still killed you. It didn't matter who you were. We didn't like you. We're going to kill you. And it wasn't based on your color of skin. It just wasn't. When they pillaged a town or, you know, whatever, it was because they wanted their gold and their food. It's not because of the color of your skin. Sorry, guys. I got a frog in my throat. You know, I don't even know if I'm going to publish this or not. Yeah, I don't know. I might. Might be a little too touchy-touchy, you know what I mean? Just one guy's opinion. I'm just one little guy. In a small town, in a small city. And I just want people to hear what I have to say. Yeah, I know my grammar is probably not the greatest. I mumble a lot. I do a lot of things that are probably against the English language. But you know what? That's fine. Because I'm not here to make you happy or you happy or you hate you over there looking. Yeah. I'm not here to try to satisfy you. If you're laughing, I did my job. If you're crying, I still did my job. If you're listening to this all the way through, I really appreciate you. And thank you. I really, really thank you. Because this is about over. I got to go grab some food. So I hope y'all have a wonderful day. If you hear this, just don't take it to heart. It's just me mumbling on about some stuff that I'm thinking about. And I hope y'all have an awesome day. I'll have another one on here. It'll be a little bit more funny. So have a good day. And be safe. And remember, hug that person you love.